Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Well, Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Trayvon Edwards, Jason Madison, John Gervais, and Juju Julio Gotti. We got a great show for you guys today. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. You're getting all the extra content. You're getting the overflows. You're getting the OG podcast. You're getting the Cinephobe watch-alongs. You're getting the Cinephobe special editions. You're getting the Discord. And you're getting the invites to the goddamn live shows that are back. You don't want to miss it. patreon.com/countthedings. All right, let's get into it.
Thank you for the apology, Jason. Speaking of the apology, Amin,
right.
Please voice this. I feel like you're very close to this count. Only you could address this as the best as possible because we're not trying to be disrespectful. We're trying to be understanding what happened with Jermaine Cole.
I think everything that's happened over the last 3 or 4 days proves that Cole did the right thing. Like at the time, everyone lost their mind, but it now comes in the light because the whole thing was, everyone's like, oh, you don't want to be competitors. It's like, it's not that. If Cole understood, like, A, there's no way to do this, but be quote unquote respectful at the same time, you know? At some point, the nature of this shit, because you think about rap beefs through time. Nobody did that shit for fucking sport. I'm not talking about battle rappers.
No, it's I really don't like you.
I really don't like you.
Yeah, I want your spot.
Like, like, it's not like, yo, man, yo, let's. It's not like people try to make it like basketball. It's not like that. It's literally, I'm out to destroy you. You are my enemy, right? And for Cole, who's not enemies with any of these niggas, he's the one that's friends with everybody. He's like, he did it, and I think that combined with the reaction, instead of people being like, okay, pretty good, now let's see what Kendrick has to say, it's like a negative, like, yeah, fuck you, Kendrick. Like, oh, I'm not saying fuck you, that's my guy. I'm just doing this thing. So I think all that shit, and Cole's already a different nigga, like, in terms of Mr. Positivity, like, James his Jordan. Biggest song, his big, yeah, it's Crocs. but his biggest song, like, I think if you ask Cole, hey, what is your most important song? Not your most successful, whatever, most important song you ever done. He's gonna say Love Yours. It's the only song he does every show. He ends every show with it. And that's the energy he wants to have. No matter how good he is at rapping or dissing niggas, whatever, it's like, that's the nigga he wants to be. And we saw, like, I'm walking out of my lane. That's not what I want to be or want to be about. I'm a withdraw. Niggas got mad. Some people took it personally. I don't know why. Was it you they're talking about, or he wasn't defending you or whatever? But then as you see what's happened over the last 3 or 4 days, it's like the nigga saw where the shit was going and he bowed out. Like, look, I don't want any parts of what this is going to end up being. Because what fucking Drake just put out, man, that nigga, look, there's a lot of subliminals in that shit. Everyone laughing at Metro and shit like that. There's a lot of subliminals in that shit that are, I don't think the average fan gets that, like, Drake is saying some intensely personal shit in there.
Oh, I think it's always personal and very, you know what I mean? To that point. Yes, Jason.
So I want to agree with you, Amin, but also disagree at the same time and say that I don't think J. Cole's legacy is affected at all. I think he made the right decision for himself. Yeah. I think at my disagreement comes in the fact of, I think sometimes hip hop battles are not very personal. Most of the time they are, but like the Jadakiss and Beans battle didn't feel personal. There's been other battles that didn't feel like, I really don't like you as a human being. Like, I felt like that battle was kind of like, we respect each other as lyricists and we're just going to try to like out.
Well, it was the camps. The camps were beefing at the time.
Right, right. But back to the J. Cole and everything of it, like, I've just taken a kind of a wrestling view of all of this. And in that view, his move is actually just another great wrestling, like, hilarious move. Like, you apologize, it's actually pretty funny to me. Like, J. Cole, like, and these niggas are actually all friends. So, you know, I don't know, but like Rick Ross wearing the Drake hoodie, Drake dropping the text messages to his mom, like, it feels like, and I'm trying not to be disrespectful when I say this about J. Cole, but it's like, okay, you can't play with the big boys. Like you got asthma. Like everybody else is gonna talk shit and slap box, basically. And that's what it feels like.
I think this is what I would say. A couple of things. I would say number one, not all these niggas are friends. Like some of these niggas do not like Drake and Kendrick don't like each other.
Right, that's for sure. That one, but Drake is friends with Rick Ross and Future and Metro. Yeah. And I think after all of this, there'll be some sort of reconciliation.
I think the friendships, some of these friendships are more meaningful than others, right?
Right.
So, but then the other thing I would say is the difference, you say, oh, Beans and Jadakiss, number one, existed in an era before every fucking thing you sneeze. And then, like, I had a post I put up that had nothing to do with nothing. And, like, the number of comments that was about it, I was like, you know what? I never do this shit. I took the post down because, like, I'm like, I don't want anything that I say to be misconstrued in any way, to be like a commentary on what's happening. Because that's the world we live in now, that them niggas back then did not have to deal with that. They put out the record and niggas just kind of like, listen to the record. They're not doing all these. Okay, so if you see this Instagram account here and this post and he liked this, but he didn't like, you know, all that shit is fucking, it's a different world. The other part of it also is Beans, Jadakiss, any name you give me. Let's say Ross and Drake, friends, and this shit ain't real or whatever. Their brand is not positivity. Like, I'm not saying they're like, right, oh, these are negative niggas. I'm talking about like, this nigga's like positivity, right?
Right.
And it's not an inability to do that shit, because I think that my delete later proves, oh, I could do this shit very well. It's more about like,
well, not the 7 minute
sorry,
drill.
Sorry.
The 7 minute drill was cool. It was cool.
I was rude.
Y'all want to feel that record? Hold on. Y'all want to feel that record?
The 7 minute drill.
7 minute drill. It was just okay. It was like the pod better, whatever it was, the episode.
I like it. Felt like he didn't want to just
conductor. I heard conductor, that's when I was like, oh, and I finally woke back up.
Hey, does it?
I mean, it's my opinion. I'm not
honestly, Amin, I think Pi was better, but I could tell from me listening to Cole over the years that he didn't want to do it. I could sense it just in the whole thing of it. I tweeted that shit. Like, I'm like, I'm listening to it and I'm like, he don't sound like he want to do this shit. And then two days later,
he's Ali. I thought he was Ali in the Big Three, like 2 months ago.
And that's the tricky part, Juju, because it's like,
I'm like, look, I get it, bro. Like, salute the positivity. I get it, bro. Like, I'm the most positive nigga in the world. That's awesome. And it's fire and do that. And I'm so proud of him for having a gall and not giving a damn. But this, like Jason saying, okay, cool, but stay over there. Don't make me want, don't try to get me to come to understand that bullshit. Oh yeah, he's just a butterfly man. He living like, bro, this shit is rap.
Hold on.
Hold on.
But let me ask you, like, you, I don't think he try to get you to understand anything. I think he did something and he regretted it. And he said, you know what? This ain't me. I shouldn't have done this. This ain't me. This is not who I am. And that's what like Juju, like your energy right now. I'm not saying you feel this way, but like your energy right now is the energy of a lot of niggas on the internet. And I'm not talking about randos, because as we always talk about, fans are fans. You're entitled to be mad at shit and happy about shit, whatever. But I'm talking about like
J. Cole's albums before. I have spent money on Jermaine Cole before. So right. What does that entitle me to have?
I'm not talking about fans. I'm talking about niggas that's in the industry. That's in the industry that like, whether they make music or whether they review music or whatever, like people who are around and saying wild disrespectful shit. Not like, hey man, I'm a fan. Like,
why, somebody why here did just music and around music all the time. Okay, one of them. All my partners rap like a motherfucker. And I'm not saying I'm disrespecting Cole. Bro, I got to be able to say what I'm saying.
I'm trying to clarify to you. I'm not talking about like, I'm talking about niggas that's like, what's up, Cole? How you doing? Like acting like they know it. Or That's all.
All them niggas, like, they ain't on bomb. We on bomb. We here. We talking. I'm saying this, bro. The apology, the soliloquy he said on stage, we could have done without. If you feel this way, just say, hey, bro, this is my last time ever doing this shit. This shit corny. I'm like, bye. Don't say, how many Jack Kendrick fans we got in here? Yeah, I said, my bro, don't I want to hear that bullshit, bro? Like, salute to you, bro. And I get it. That's your family. Like, I love him as a musician, but I can stand on my opinion and not have to be swayed by butterfly catchers and people who want peace. If this is a rap sport and you just got on the shit saying, ah, this is a big three, but I'm feeling like Muhammad Ali and all the shit you always say you better than, at some point, you have to kind of back that up at least once. And the one time you back it up, this is the result. I'm not saying anything negative about the brother. I'm just saying I'm over it. Watch out. It's real shit going on now. Now it's fun because I don't see nobody. I don't see none of these niggas going to kill each other. None of all that bullshit, man. We getting music from Future, Metro, Ross, French Montana. We getting music from all these niggas right now. Yeah,
right.
Love me as a hip hop fan.
I don't really need French Montana's
fucking response. And bullshit. What you say?
No disrespect. I just don't really need French Montana's response. Yeah,
you gotta,
to
bro, you gotta do that.
Hey, hey, French Montana make the songs for the whole.
No, no, go ahead. Go ahead. Let
my bad, Jill. My fault.
My opinion. Can we take time to talk right quick? Go around the horn? Because I keep getting, I'm at my, whenever I'm finished talking, I'm gonna be like, can have my fucking opinion about this.
Go
shit,
ahead,
bro.
Go ahead, man.
And I have
go
to
ahead.
Have 20 niggas come to me talking about, but look at the bright side. Fuck the right side. I'm outside right now, nigga, with anger in my motherfucking heart, nigga. I'm outside with real deal killers and goddamn gangsters. I'm got my fuck about that bullshit, my nigga. So I understand that side of the world. I'm a positive nigga myself, but I'm here for hip hop. I don't know that nigga. I don't know this nigga. I am a hip hop fan. So whatever's gonna make more music come out, that's what I want. And so I don't salute to him again, but I don't give a fuck about his positivity. Stand your ass over there.
All right, this is what I'm gonna say to you, Juju. Just like you feel strongly that you can have your opinion about the shit, right? Can't that nigga have an opinion about his shit?
I was talking about I can have an opinion without getting interrupted by some damn jerv and a meme. Let me just say what I'm saying.
Hey, but
nigga, let's take turns then. Five in the seat, let's go.
I feel
you got a point.
I feel Juju's point, and that was my initial feeling, and that's why I eventually came to the more like I don't know, just like easygoing side because now we getting all the music, so I can forget the apology. But those 2 days, I was kind of really upset with him for the exact same standpoint of like, bro, don't you see, like, this is not no Tupac, Biggie, like, none of that. And you're saying, oh, niggas want to see blood. Like, all of the stuff he's saying in the soliloquy, like, no, we don't want to see blood, bro. We actually just want to hear some funny, good, interesting, like, rap songs. Like, and we thought you did that. We thought that's what you did. You know what I'm saying? And your whole thing, like you said, is I'm the best, you know, January 28th. It ain't Cole, it ain't Kendrick, it ain't Drizzy Drake, it's me. Like, so you've been saying this for a long time, and then now you got people on the internet saying you've matured and all this other bullshit. It's like, we ain't talking about no maturity, nigga. We're just talking about a fucking rap song, bro. Like, let's get to the real, like, meat and potatoes of what this is. And so now we get to see everything he's missing out on. Drake came out with a hard diss song, which is not saying nothing about killing nobody or I'm gonna run up on a nigga, none of that shit. Niggas is telling jokes about how tall a nigga is and whatever the fuck else. Number one song, I gave you a number one song, this and that. And yeah, of course, he's got his little sneak Drake disses to amp up the beef, which is what he's supposed to do. He's doing his job. You feel me? This is your job. You're a rapper. A nigga engaged you. So go back. And now we got Rick Ross, who went in the booth and did his job, you feel me, and talked shit and said some funny shit, called Drake a white boy. Like, he did, they're doing everything that is supposed to be done. Now we know Kendrick is going to follow up, like, and this is the fun, this is the excitement, the engagement, this is what we wanted. And that's the thing, it's like, if J. Cole wants to sit on the porch because he has asthma, that's fine. Like, you can't run with the big dogs, it's all good. But like, it from somebody who's a fan, it was a little upsetting when it first happened.
When you say can't run with the big dogs, got asthma, got to sit on the porch, got asthma. Do you think lyrically he can't keep up?
It's not about lyrically. It's not in his heart. The asthma is in his heart. He does not have in his heart to have fun with everybody else and talk. He doesn't want to slap box with the homies. You feel me? You ever slap box with the homies? Sometimes.
Yeah, bro, I remember I had a pistol. Bro, we used to run with pistols. And then, goddamn, one time, it got real, real, real rough. My partner, he going to give me the pistol and get in the car.
Allegedly.
And this is a gangster nigga I know. I don't know. This shit happened a long time ago. This is a gangster nigga, but the shit came on and he was like, bro, I'm good. And so that's what he did. Somebody get it. I don't want it. Because it's shit me really out. Happened, man. Let me out of the car. And salute, get out, bro. You he the hero in the movie. Let me out. Let me out, though. Let his ass out, though.
I do believe that. I mean, we do think that he's very capable of being lyrical. I think we're disappointed in the fact that we would have been okay with him losing, like, long as he gave it a shot. And the fact that we have to live with the hypothetical of, like, I don't want no part is frustrating for as a paying customer.
There wasn't no hypothetical.
Right. Well, I mean, He did it, but it wasn't great.
And that's okay. So let me just say this too. This is the other part of it that makes it really tricky. And I kind of didn't even want to get into this. So it feels like this grown man was peer pressured into making a diss song that he didn't want to make, didn't tell anybody about it, released it. It was ill received. And then he felt bad about it because this is somebody who he likes and was like, either he got a text from Kendrick or somebody else said something and he was like, oh, it's not hot and I'm ruining a relationship. Let me backpedal.
Maybe our algorithms are different. I didn't see ill receive when that shit dropped. Maybe I know the algorithm be reinforcing what you think. Y'all don't like it. That's cool. It was cool.
It's not that I don't like it.
And the reactions I saw when it dropped. Yeah. Was Diggas like, that's, okay, here we go. And then
I think people liked it. I think people liked it.
I listen to all the podcasts, and every single podcast, music podcast, most of the people, I just search it, the hashtag, it was less well-received than I think that he expected it to be.
I don't know. Like I said, what I saw was a great positive reaction to it. People liked it, and then what people did not like, because this came through on my algorithm, was Diggas didn't like that. He said, you know what? This fuck that shit. I want to do it. Right?
You didn't hear the fact that he called another nigga's album Sleepy when he's known for being the sleepy rapper? You didn't see those tweets?
No.
Oh, see. Yeah, we have different algorithms.
Hey, the conspiracy theory is he mentioned them people and he just had to, you know, he didn't want that pressure.
Exactly. It's a whole bunch of reasons, man. It could have happened, but all we know is it did. So we can we can make him a superhero and be like, he said, this track was so good, I don't need to ever
Alpha Man Boys.
Bounce on my chest. You know what I mean?
I didn't think this shit was whack.
I didn't think it was whack, but it wasn't great. It was not great. The apology was whack.
I'm not talking about the apology. I'm talking about the project.
The project is dope.
That's good.
Yeah, the project is good.
You're talking about specifically the song, 7 Minute Drill.
Yeah, yeah.
He's talking about Drill and Gucci on the intro. That shit was so funny.
No, yeah, that's Pricey and Like That are the two best rap songs that have been released this year. I think.
Now here's my question for y'all, right? Because I feel like we're getting lost in some other shit, right? Do you feel you can actually literally lose in this era of hip hop?
No.
I don't think you can.
And that's the other reason why the apology is rap.
Still.
Because you don't have to apologize. Niggas gonna love you regardless. You already have your fans.
Your core audience don't rock with you.
Well,
regardless.
Well,
Meek, I think that's Mill. What Amin's been trying to say.
I don't know. I'm just saying Meek Mill. That nigga may not be. That
nigga might be. But niggas still listen to him, bro. Niggas still listen to him, bro. But what I'm trying to say is, right, we watched, whether people agree or not, Pusha T beat Drake in a battle. It did not affect his sales. Nobody didn't stop listening to Drake. The show went on, right? I still feel said Kendrick this is the one that quote unquote beats Drake again. Drake sales is not going to stop. You know what I'm saying? No. And I think that's
and
the way
the energy for, that the same go for the reverse, Trey. If Drake comes with another diss after Kendrick shit that everybody's like, oh, he killed Kendrick Lamar, that nigga's shit career is over. Right. Nothing is his ticket sales.
Yeah. They call exactly. Put some out tomorrow.
It's nothing
crazy.
Yeah, right. There's no finality to it. And I understand right. that. And I think that's our frustration because we're like, what do you see that we don't see, Cole?
And
I do get where you're coming from, Amin, but I'm still like, what do you see? Because again, my friend said it best the other day.
Can we bossa nova? Can we bossa nova?
Okay, let me just get this one point.
Okay. All right.
My friend said it best. He said, I would hate to be in high school right now because high schoolers think celebrities are like there, right? Mm-hmm. And if J. Cole was your GOAT and we're in a group circle and nigga say, nigga, that's why your GOAT, nigga fucking apologize. Now you just gotta be like, for the whole shit. Now you can still listen to bruh, but you've now eliminated your super fan from the conversation of the rap shit that's actually going on. And I think that's what we were talking about and what Juju was hitting on. Not attacking J. Cole personally as a person and all that other shit. And we know that he's going to continue to be who he is. And it doesn't take away what he's done and what he's done overall in the past. Like, it doesn't.
You're right. I'm right. The French Montana super fans get to walk around with their heads held high. Right? But the Cole super fans got to hide now. Fuck out of here, man. What are y'all talking about?
I don't think.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
So, wait.
No, explained I'm not saying he got people got to hide.
No, the idea like, kids in school. Oh, my God.
No, but
you
mean,
you can attack Trey's example. You can attack Trey's example and we still ain't talking about this shit. But, bro, you know what he means. He means that, bro, fans love rappers now. We actually, like, spend money to look like rappers. We spend money to go to these concerts. These concert tickets cost so much money, man. And so sometimes that belief in that person and that faith can be shattered by some of these types of moves. It's all he's saying. It's not saying that the world is now sad if you like J. Cole or you walk like, no, not that. Because people who like J. Cole got a head up. Look at you. Like, you got to hit motherfuckers like them. You're right. So that's how everybody feel. But it's just disappointing, bro. You can admit that it's disappointing.
It puts his fans in a disadvantage,
all right,
though.
Jerv. All right, bossa nova. 3, 2, 1.
All right, so first of all these niggas is... Niggas always trying to be funny, man. Nigga, last line was a little zinger, but yo, you my nigga. All right. On that note, one of the longest bomb episodes ever. We did the longest bossa nova ever, but we did it again. Thank you to Juju. Thanks, Jerv. Thanks, Jason. Thanks, Trey. Thank you to listener. Patreon.com/CountTheThings. Make sure you're locked in. And be on the lookout for that next Soul House show. We don't know where it's going to be, but when we find out, we'll let y'all know. And make sure you're a Patreon, because the Patreon's got access, right? So, till next time, remember, stay black, motherfuckers.